Hello everyone, Neil Patel here. Thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. Today we talk to Deepak Goel. He is the founder of Karma Circles. So Karma Circles is a peer-to-peer social lending platform. They've developed a really cool mobile-first platform in which you can send a request for a meeting or schedule or interact and thank other professionals for helping you through a Karma note. So in this episode, we talk about how we got started, why he's really passionate about Karma Circles. We also talk about his amazing experiences from working in Silicon Valley to mentoring over 1,000 entrepreneurs around the world over the last 6 years. So please enjoy the show. Thank you. Hello, Deepak. Thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you so much.
Brilliant. Tell me a little bit about yourself and what you're building, please.
Sure. So, you know, my name is Deepak Goel, and I'm the founder and CEO of Karma Circles. And what Karma Circles is, it's a peer-to-peer knowledge sharing platform where professionals can come and seek advice from anybody else on the platform. And the only expectation is that if somebody gives you time to talk and understand your problem and give you advice, then you are supposed to write a thank you note for that person. It's as simple as that. It's free for both the advice giver and receiver. The receiver gets free help and free advice, and the giver actually builds their reputation because the thank you note goes on to their public profile and people come to know that they were kind to somebody else.
Excellent. So can you give me some examples of advice?
Sure. So, you know, there are multiple scenarios in which this platform is being used. Like, you know, suppose there is a student in India or suppose there is a working professional in India who wants to apply for Harvard Business School. And we have a, you know, good 20-30 people group on Karma Circles wherein the members are either Harvard Business School students or their alums. So these people from India will reach out to them asking for advice on what it takes to get into Harvard, how do they strengthen their applications, even if they want to apply in like 1 year from now, and then how can they actually, you know, do well when they are in the program. So that is one use case. Another use case is like startup entrepreneurs can actually reach out to advisors who have built multiple companies before, and they will actually give them advice and tell them, okay, this is how you refine your marketing strategy, this is how you define your sales strategy. Then there are people who are also reaching out to lawyers on the platform to seek legal advice. Mm-hmm. And another use case is, there is another use case wherein people are reaching out to others if they actually are applying for a specific company or if they are moving from one geography to another. So like, you know, if you are in East Coast in US, mm-hmm. and you are moving to the West Coast, mm-hmm. and you know the way you search for a job is different in West Coast compared to the East Coast, so you can reach out to people in California. Suppose, you know, you are in New York and you reach out to them and say that, you know, hey, okay, I'm looking to, you know, search for a job in the startup ecosystem, how do I do that? So all these calls happen on Skype, phone, or in person. Mm-hmm. And you know, like they and some take somewhere between 30 minutes to 1 hour. It all depends on the giver how much time they want to give.
Excellent. So how did you get the idea? What was the conversation that got it started?
I have been doing mentoring for almost a decade now. Wow. But over the last 6 years, I have been very, very aggressive. I have done almost more than 1,000 one-on-one conversations with people around the world. I have been a mentor with 500 startups, which is almost like the number two accelerator program in US. And I have also been mentoring a lot of students from Booth, Kellogg, Haas School of Business, which is where I went to school. Mm-hmm. And then there were a lot of people from India who were reaching out to me and asking me help on how to get into top business schools in US. And then, you know, over the last 6 years, I have been advising a lot of people in the startup ecosystem because I have been in that ecosystem for the last 7 years.
Can you please share some stats? I mean, how many people are using the platform at the moment? How many signups are you getting, etc., etc.?
We have more than 5,000 people on the platform, and we have more than 1,000 meeting requests that have been sent on the platform. And our acceptance rate on our platform is somewhere between 70% to 75%, and almost 800, 900 thank you notes have been shared so far, which happens after the meeting is over.
Excellent. I mean, is that what you expected when you first came up with the idea?
Yeah, so we have been growing steadily and slowly. And when we started almost 1.5 years back, we started with a website. But we realized that website was not appropriate for scheduling time, and it was not appropriate, and it was not easy for people to use. Mm-hmm. So we actually focused on mobile apps, and we launched the Android app in January, and we launched the iPhone app in May this year. So, you know, we are practically around for only like, you know, around 6 months, because, you know, mobile apps is what makes the whole platform so easy to use. So in terms of the traction so far, I would say that I'm very, very happy with the acceptance rates. Mm-hmm. I'm probably not happy with the number of users so far, but the bar is also extremely high to get onto this platform, wherein everybody has to be on LinkedIn to sign up for this product.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how big do you want to go? Sorry, how big do you want to go with this then?
We eventually want to go as big as LinkedIn, mm-hmm. because we believe that every professional in this world can take some help from someone else and can give some help to others. So everyone, you know, so we really believe that in about 5 years from now, we could be like, you know, in hundreds of millions of people, because of professionals, because everybody can give some help, everybody can receive some help. And we have created non-monetary incentives for people to help others. And you will, when you use the app yourself, you will notice that how easy it is to say no to somebody, how easy it is to schedule time with somebody, how easy it is to write a thank you note. You know, like, it is much easier than anything else out there in the whole world.
Excellent. So what would you say is like the hardest part about building this business? You know, what takes up most of your time?
So I think most of our time is like, you know, because we have made a conscious choice that we will never do paid marketing, because we believe that our product and our offering is so superior, and, you know, it's completely free of cost mm-hmm. for everybody. So we are not, you know, not spending even a dollar in marketing. Mm-hmm. So that is the reason why, you know, word of mouth marketing takes time. Mm-hmm. But I think we are on a good track wherein people who are using the product are spreading the word for us. Mm-hmm. So if we were to put in some money, we would have gone much faster. We're like, you know, hey, we could have done some Google ads, we could have done some Facebook ads, but we are like, you know, no, we want to grow organically, like WhatsApp, like Amazon, like LinkedIn, like Facebook, wherein like, you know, we truly want to rely on the power of the product.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And how big is the team, and where's it based?
So most of us are based in India right now. We are like 5 people full time and 2 people part time.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
You can see that, you know, we are a very lean team. We have an Android app, we have an iPhone app, and we have a, you know, functioning website as well. So we're just like a 5 people engineering team. We are able to manage that, and we have been keeping the cost of running the company extremely low. That is why we have been able to give it away for free, and we believe that we can do that for good 1-2 more years.
What excites you most about this startup then?
I think, Neil, the biggest thing about this company is that this is my life's calling.
Okay.
You know, I have been working on this idea for almost 2 years now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have 3 passions in my life. Mm-hmm. One is, you know, I have been like very, very passionate about social networks for mm-hmm. almost a decade now. I wrote several papers on social networks back in 2002, 2003, when LinkedIn and Facebook didn't even exist. Mm-hmm. And I also have a couple of patents on social networks. So that is my first passion in life. Mm-hmm. My second passion in life is mentoring people. And as I said, you know, over the last 6 years, I've mentored more than 1,000 people. And over my career, I've mentored more than 2,000 people. Mm-hmm. So that is, you know, that is the second thing. The third thing is I have built products which are so simple to use mm-hmm. and which are being used by hundreds of millions of people today. Mm-hmm. So this is like, you know, how do you bring all of these things together and mm-hmm. create a product which will be used for micro mentoring by millions of people, and you know, and you build a very, very meaningful social network out of those interactions.
Let's talk about you and your background then. You said you mentored over 1,000 people. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
I mean, what's like the main question they always ask you?
So I will tell you that, you know, I'll take a little digression and tell you about my background.
Yeah.
So I grew up in India, went to IIT Delhi, did my comp science from there. And then Microsoft hired me, and Microsoft placed me as an engineer in Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from 2001 to 2005, I was an engineer at Microsoft. And then I decided to go for an MBA at UC Berkeley, and I specialize in entrepreneurship.
Okay.
And I also moved into product management marketing around that time period. And since then, I have been in the startup space. I first, you know, was part of a startup called Coupons.com, wherein I was a director of product management and built 3 of their most amazing products. Mm-hmm. Then I moved to India for a year to run a company in real estate. I was the chief product officer, ran engineering, product management, and marketing for them. And then I moved to Chicago. And in Chicago, I ran an education company. I was the CTO of the company and the co-founder. And I ran engineering, marketing, and product for them as well. So, you know, you can imagine that, you know, I have touched so many domains. I have touched so many functions. I'm not somebody who is like a 21-year-old CEO. I'm somebody who has grown up the ladder. You know, I have been a junior person. I have been a manager. I've been a director. I have been a VP level. I have been a CXO level. So what that does is that that makes me very, very useful for people literally across the board. Like, you know, even if, you know, somebody is like a 60-year-old CEO of an energy company or somebody who is like a 18-year student of, say, law, I believe that they can learn something from me at least for an hour. And after that, they can decide if they want to have follow-up meetings or not. So what I typically help people with is how to move from engineering to product management, because that is what I accomplished in my career. How do you get into a top 10 business school when you are, like, you know, trying to apply? How do you become a great product manager? And then, you know, for the entrepreneurs, it has been like how to raise funds, how to scale up your company. I've scaled up companies from 0 to 1 million, 2 to 12 million, 17 to 100 million. So I have a very diverse experience that I can be useful for a lot of people, like, you know, be it in people in business school, people who are trying to go to business school, people who are in engineering. So, yeah, so, you know, that is what I typically help people with. Like, you know, people will come with their pitch decks on, you know, is this pitch deck fundable? Do you think, you know, what do you think about our idea? What do you think about a sales strategy? What do you think about our marketing strategy?
Okay, so we have a few listeners who may be pitching in front of a few VCs. Obviously, you've got a lot of experience. Any advice on how to pitch to a VC?
So, you know, I have been an angel investor myself, and whenever an entrepreneur comes to me, I ask them four questions before I even look at their pitch deck. And the first question that I ask them is, what is the problem they're trying to solve? The second question I ask them is, how is that problem being solved today? And I believe that every problem that is getting solved by them must be getting solved somehow. Maybe there is a really poor solution to solve that problem. The third question that I ask them is, what is their solution and how is that solution superior to anything out there? And the fourth and the most important question is, can we that people will actually use their solution over any of the existing solutions because it is significantly superior to anything out there. And when they get into that, that is when I ask them questions like, you know, why are you doing this? Why is it that you believe you are the best person in this world to do this? And how big is the market? And how much money do they need? And other important questions.
Okay, excellent. And in terms of the actual slide deck itself, I mean, how would you go about putting together a slide deck? Obviously, we have like death by PowerPoint presentations. You must have seen so many PowerPoint presentations. How did you get a PowerPoint to stand out?
Yes, there is. So I think that, you know, the best slide decks are the ones which actually answer literally six questions for me. The four I just told you. And the fifth one is, why are we the right people to solve this problem? And the sixth thing is, like, you know, how big is the market and what have they achieved so far?
I mean,
I also have a sample. I have also have a sample slide deck that I put together on SlideShare that people can download and they can see.
Oh, excellent! Yeah, cool, good stuff. So, what are your favorite startups then over the last 10 years?
Oh, over the last 10 years, my favorite startup. I will tell you that the best company that I, you know, I was in the Valley in 2001 when Google was just getting started and they got started couple of hundred meters from me.
Yep.
And so Google is my number one company. I still believe that they have the agility of a startup and the processes of a company. And then I really, really love and get inspiration from what you serve 400, 500 million people with like less than $50 million and with a less than a 50 people company. And that is what we draw inspiration from all the time. I really love Trello. Because I think Trello is an amazing product as well and an amazing company. And the other startups that I really like, I think Facebook goes without saying. And these are like some of my best startups.
Okay. What's the one thing you want people to know about building a startup?
I would say that, you know, we don't live forever. So go build something that will actually outlive you.
Okay. Short and simple. Excellent. And books or blogs would you recommend to our listeners?
I actually, you know, read a bunch of stuff, but it mostly comes to me via Facebook. So I do not like, I do keep an eye on TechCrunch and a couple of people's Twitter feed, but most of the stuff that I read on my daily basis is what is recommended by my friends on Facebook.
Excellent. Last question. If people want more information on Karma Circles and yourself, what must they do?
They should download the Karma Circles app on their phones, which is available on both Android and iPhone. And they are more than welcome to schedule time with me. And they could just mention that they got this information from your show. And I will ensure that I accept all those meetings.
Excellent. Deepak, thanks for coming on the show today. You've been absolutely amazing.
Thank you so much, Neil, for interviewing me. I really appreciate it.
Have a great weekend. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Cheers, Deepak. Cheers, mate. Thank you. So thanks for Deepak for coming on the show today. And if you want some more information or advice, you can go to karmacircles.com, download the app, mention the Indian Startup Show, and Deepak will help you out. So thanks for listening and subscribing. Thank you for supporting the podcast. I shall be back next week. If you have any feedback on the show or want to come on the show, please email me, hello@novatel.co, tweet @IndianStartupSH, or go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow and would love to connect. Thank you and goodbye.